Chanel Reynolds knows what it's like to be unprepared because of her own experience with an unexpected tragedy. In July of 2009, her husband, Jose Hernando, and the father of their five-year-old son went for a bike ride on Lake Washington Boulevard in Seattle.
I was over at a friend's house for a barbecue and picked up my phone out of my purse and saw that I had dozens of missed calls and messages from numbers I didn't recognize.
Eventually, Chanel realized the calls were coming from the hospital. Jose was hit by a van, and doctors were trying to save his life. She tried to use Jose's phone to call his friends and family members to tell them this devastating news, but she couldn't get to those numbers because Jose's phone was locked with the passcode that Chanel did not know.
So I sat there banging numbers into the phone for hours and hours and never actually got in.
She'd soon learn that this was just one of many walls that would take her years to break through, if ever. Jose was unresponsive and on a ventilator. Doctors told Chanel that he was never going to get better.
So after a week in the hospital, I did what I knew he would want, and I removed medical support.
Hospital staff asked Chanel if her affairs were in order, and her answer was, well, yeah, sort of. They had wills, but they weren't signed. They had life insurance, but it hadn't been updated in a long time.
There were just so many additional extra stupid, silly roadblocks to getting information or finding information or remembering information that the time in the hospital when I really wanted to be able to be in the room and I really wanted to be able to pay attention to what the doctors were saying and go home and read a story to my kid to put him to bed each night, it was so interrupted and there was just so much extra or optional suffering on top of the suffering I wasn't going to be able to crawl away from, that I realized that we really suck at death in this country.
Chanel learned the hard way that having your affairs in order allows you to be more present at a loved one's bedside, at least in normal times, and that you never get that time back.
It's hard to go back in time and do things that you wish you had done before.
A few years after Jose's death, Chanel started blogging about what she learned so that others don't have to go through what she went through. The blog's name is pretty blunt: How to Get Your Shit Together. Chanel also recently published a book. It's called What Matters Most: The Get Your Shit Together Guide to Wills, Money, Insurance, and Life's What Ifs. So now, thanks to COVID-19, we're all realizing how fragile our situations are financially and health-wise. What do we need to do? Chanel says that we all need a short-term emergency plan.
What kind of medications do you or your family members need to take? Is there an extra key somewhere so someone can come and let your dog out so they don't eat your couch? Is there some basic stuff so when life goes sideways, everything else also doesn't come to a grinding halt?
Everyone should also have a living will, also known as an advanced care directive. This lays out what kind of medical care you do want and the kind that you don't want. Do you want to be put on a ventilator? Some people don't. This is the document you need to have to make sure that your wishes are followed. Another must-have document is the one that names your power of attorney.
And that's something that's specifically relevant for what we're all looking at today, which is what happens if I get sick or I'm in an accident and it's not an end-of-life situation, but I am not able to handle paying my bills, or I'm not able to make medical decisions because I am on a ventilator and I can't speak.
You can have multiple powers of attorney: medical, financial, digital. And this brings us to the final document, a will.
All adults, whether you're a land baron or you have a tiny apartment and, you know, a vinyl collection that you hold most dear, everybody should have a will.
Don't forget to sign it. Yes, this is all a bit overwhelming, but Chanel reminds us that you only need to take a small bite at these things every day.
If we're at home more, we could use our commute time or our bridge club time for spending 5 minutes a day just starting to get started. So if and when something happens, there's just less extra you have to deal with because it's really hard to practice like calm critical thinking when your body is kind of telling you to run around the house in your underwear vacuuming because you don't know what to do and you're really freaked out. It's scary and we're all feeling scared.
And Chanel says that planning for our demise can actually be fun.
If you want to list out a soundtrack of the music you want playing and the type of essential oil and who you want in the room or not in the room and the fact that everyone has to wear like Elvis jumpsuits, like that's fine. And I highly recommend you do, because the less people who are caring for you have to guess what you want, the more you get what you want, which is amazing. And the easier it is for everyone to be able to just be there with you.
The whole point of being prepared for the unthinkable is getting rid of stress and gaining a little bit more control. This is probably something that we could all use now that we are living in a situation for which there is no playbook.